there's always those certain clothes that I keep for church and for good wear is what I call them. And then maybe after warm for quite some time, then I'll wear them to work for a while.
How about say if my old suit was just getting worn out and couldn't wear anything anymore, I'd say, well, I need to go to town to get me
some more clothes.
Or what kind of suit I would need to get?
A church suit or just some clothes to go to church. Mm-hmm.
Or just get a new suit.
Uh-huh.
Or, so, you know, sometimes when small boys, they like to pick up just about everything you see stuffed in the pocket.
Uh-huh.
It's not long before the pockets begin to
bulge. Mm-hmm.
Or say if you put a shirt in water that was too hot for it, it would probably
shrink it.
I heard people using the other word to mean the same thing. It would shrink or it would draw up.
No, never heard of it.
Shrink. Okay. What about the past form of that? You say yesterday the shirt. Today it shrinks.
Yesterday it shrunk.
Okay. And it has plenty of times.
Shrunk.
What would you say a girl would do if she had a date and she was spending a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know, before the boy came over? You'd say she was
pretty enough.
Pretty enough. Mm-hmm. What if the boy were doing the same thing? You know, getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
Be grooming.
Grooming?
Uh-huh.
You ever heard people use the word primping?
Yes,
To me, what I was talking
same
about.
Same thing, That's an old word.
Crimping? Your parents?
I use it every once in a while. Yeah. You know, with the kids, I get aggravated. Like I say, I bring some of the old things.
Yeah.
I'll catch myself saying that I'm not aware of.
What about the thing that a woman takes around all her things in? That's her
pocketbook.
Is that the...
It's the same thing as a purse.
Yeah,
now, everybody calls it a purse. I still call it a pocketbook.
Yeah. Well, can you have something maybe that you would keep inside that you would put spare change in or something like
change
that?
Purse. Change
purse.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard it called? Is this the thing with the clasp?
Uh-huh. Or anything that you keep, a smaller purse that goes inside, that's that, used inside.
Would that ever be called a coin purse?
Yeah, well, I've heard it used a coin purse, but I would just say change purse.
Ever seen men who use something like that?
Uh-huh. They still cuff you around here.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
I think that's neat.
It's yours. I see one every once in a while, the older men.
Right. But this thing, these things that some women wear on their wrists, those would be?
Wristwatch.
Okay, or?
Bracelet.
And around their neck.
It's just a plain necklace.
And what men might wear, help keep their pants up.
Suspenders.
Have you heard any other word for them? Well, galluses.
What?
Galluses.
Never heard the word.
Braces.
Okay. What do different areas have different ways of saying things?
I've run into galluses. Well, as a matter of fact, the lady in Mobile had heard that word used. It's just fairly common. South, but I had never heard of it before.
That's the first time I've ever heard it.
And the thing that you would carry with you to keep the rain off.
Umbrella.
Any other word for that? What about, is there a difference in that one and one that you might see people use just keep the sun off? Or would it still be an umbrella?
Still an umbrella, then.
What about parasol?
Yeah, I have heard the older people call it a parasol.
Is there any difference?
Uh-uh.
Say, if you're making up your bed, the last thing that you would put on your bed, that would be a...
The last thing, bedspread.
Okay. Heard that called a banyan name?
Uh-uh. If I did, I don't remember.
Counterpane?
Coverlet. Mama never uses coverlet.
And the thing that you rest your head on, that would just be
pillow.